homeschooling. Dr. Iris Kuhn, an educator and learning therapist who works with kids, lectures on homeschooling and gives some tips and tricks on how to go about it. The first problem about homeschooling is the use of media or digital devices in general. Because as we all know, not every family has a laptop or notebook or are used to it or for some situations like homeschooling. That's why it's important to know how it works. And in case one encounters some technical problems or uninstalled updates, for example, you know how to go about it. Also to help your children to use it, how to use it, and help them to show themselves in front of the camera, because some children are very shy. If you have more than one children but not enough devices, it's always good to set times for the usage. Let the younger children come first, because the older ones are more practiced in learning and managing their work. Make sure your child has no problem and have also fun while working with your children. For children, the fifth grade or sixth grade who started to learn alone due to homeschooling, it can be difficult to manage a huge amount of work in a limited period. In case of that, you should help your kid to split up the work as soon as the work schedule comes. Start early as if they were in school. Learn in short sections and choose the easier subjects first to save time, to save energy and avoid stress. A very good option is also using the regular school timetable because it keeps the school and learning regime. Another problem for learning at home is the missing communication between same-aged children and friends, especially younger kids. They need the exchange and chance to talk or ask someone other than their parents or adults. Alternatives for hanging out is the hanging out with friends or video calling them so that they can see each other and do their homework. It's also very important when you learn with your kids, learn with them with a lot of calmness. Be calm with them. Computer, your device, the kid's device can start to act up. Calm down, let the kids calm down. They should not worry. Let them calm down and start again. It might take a lot. It might take 30 minutes, might take an hour. Just let them be calm and start over. Do not give up. Do not let them give up. Just calm them down. Some of other challenges with kids learning alone. Some kids, when a child has a strong belief that he or she is not good in some subjects, for instance, math, the brain and concentration never finally switches on. It switches off and never comes on. Cheer your child up. Walk them through, accompany them. Never show them your worry. Never show them your fear. Try to avoid showing them your worry. Walk them through. Kids under pressure or who feels are being pressured usually blocks out, thereby preventing every chance of adjustment. Remember that only your child and he or she alone is responsible for his studying and his homework, not you. If your child is throwing tantrums, crying, etc., he alone or she alone can switch off his brain and on to learning or studying. You cannot do that for your child. He alone or she alone can do that. Stay back, pull back, withdraw, remind the child that it's time to call it a day with homeworks. At the same time, be sure not to see him study without ease. The child should study with ease. If your child starts with tantrums, maybe crying, is tired, he alone can switch off his brain and on it to learning or studying. You can do that for him. Stay back, pull back. Withdraw, remind the child that it's time to call it a day with homeworks. At the same time, be sure to see him study with ease. Do not beg your kids or persuade them or try to convince them to study or to carry on with their homeworks. Let them know that it is their thing, it is their job to do, to learn. And finally, when learning or doing homeworks with kids, avoid unnecessary arguments.